This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Well, nothing major yet, but on the Nuggets front, and I'll get to that, Hunter Tyson looks like he's going. But in the NBA, some more news. The Golden State Warriors have agreed to trade forward Jonathan Kuminga and guard Buddy Hield to the Atlanta Hawks for veteran center Kristaps Porzingis, according to ESPN. So a lot of movement going on. I'll get to the Hunter Tyson thing here in just a moment. But I also want to hit this story, Mike. This is the big one. The NCAA has denied Ole Miss's appeal for Trinidad Chambliss and his six-year eligibility waiver. The school confirmed on Wednesday, which will direct his fight to play to play college football in 2026. It was denied by the NCAA Athletics Eligibility Subcommittee. That was for a medical redshirt stemming from his second year at Ferris State in 2022. The NCAA denied Chambliss's initial request for a waiver back in January. It was expected that this was going to happen. However, according to ESPN, it does not mean that the eligibility fight is over. His attorneys have filed for an injunction in state court in Mississippi. The decision in state court will loom large over next season. He'll be one of the faces of the sport if eligible. There's millions of dollars at stake as he signed a lucrative deal that's pending his eligibility. And that's important, Mike, because Chambliss, is he a first rounder? Maybe. But if he's already got millions of dollars coming his way just by staying put in college, you know he's going to fight for that. He didn't. So Ole Miss said in a statement, they're fighting obviously for him. He did not dress for a single game while suffering from severe incapacitating medical conditions. Begs the question, should the NCAA really relax, because they have your injury redshirt, Mike, but you can only do that once. If you're not able to play, if you're hurt and physically unable to play at all in a season, should that count no matter what? No matter where you are in the college timeline, if you get hurt in the offseason or you get hurt in the season before and it keeps you out for the regular season, should the NCAA relax that? No matter if you've had a red shirt already, if you've already had an injury red shirt, should we do away with injury red shirt completely? Just basically, if you're unable to play, that doesn't count against you in college sports.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that's where we're headed, especially if he wins. Is that fair?
It sounds fair to me. There are a lot of people that unfortunately are prone to injury, but they're still good. It's not fair to them that someone accidentally busts up your knee or you get a concussion, you know, doing some things, and it happens to be a bad concussion and you miss a few games. That just happens to some people. Some people have bad luck. Why should they be punished? These rules are so arbitrary.
Yeah, and that's where the NCAA keeps running into a lot of sticky issues, man. They try to enforce a lot of these things that, you know, what do we say? We try to bring the logic to the show. It just seems like in college, you're only given a certain amount of years to play. Now, we can get into the debate of whether you should be able to come back and play if you still have eligibility left, even though you went pro, but you didn't register a minute in the pro game. Are you allowed to come back? That, to me, is a completely different discussion. If you're hurt, I think you should be given those opportunities. Faith texting in, I say you should have medical red shirts, but I am thinking of my own child situation. Yeah, Faith, absolutely. Like, if it's an injury or a medical condition that keeps you out, and then suddenly you're cleared to play, I think that shouldn't count as your eligibility. Now, the argument against that is, well, these players that aren't playing are still getting a scholarship and utilizing the resources of the college, I guess. But if the team is comfortable with it and the school's comfortable with it, which Ole Miss clearly, well, again, he was at Ferris State. I think there should at least be a deeper discussion here, because that would be the argument against it. Is, okay, well, what if you got tons of dudes that aren't even playing? You got to get them out sometime. What if they get hurt twice in their career and they miss two seasons? They miss more than that. Then it gets you down another road of, what's that number? What if they play one game? Do you remember who was the quarterback for the Bears a couple years ago when Ernest Collins Jr. was the coach, more than a couple years ago? Was it Nip? Was that who I'm thinking of? Jacob Nip? Was that the guy? Who was really good, but he just, for three seasons, first game or two, he like hurt his shoulder and he was out for the season. I think I'm thinking of the right guy.
I mean, that would be a good reason to call him Nip Tuck.
Okay. I get the argument against it. I do. Yeah, thank you, Tanner Schwent. I actually provided something for the show. It was Jacob Nip.
Thank you, Tanner.
Should a guy like that, you know, when you don't really play, you don't really get to... I mean, maybe he's just injury prone. It's just going to keep happening. But should they be given more opportunities? And how will this impact the draft, too? I mean, is Chambliss... He's not like a top 10 guy. But he's probably a first-round guy. So add another quarterback to this, and that kind of moves things around. That will be interesting to see. I don't think... Is he a top 10 guy? Is Chambliss a top 10 quarterback? I've given up trying to predict that, because I predicted Shedeur Sanders was a top 10 quarterback, like most of us did. And then the idea of him going to Pittsburgh in the 20s was like, are you kidding me? And then he doesn't go until the fifth round.
Yeah, I think... Wow. We could get on to Shedeur Sanders another time, but I have no idea if he's a top draft pick. Very talented quarterback, but I leave that to the experts, because, like, you know, I have my own bias. I'm always going to say that, you know, the Pac teams are, well, not the Pac anymore, but I have my own biases. I look at my conference more favorably than other conferences. So I probably shouldn't judge.
Probably not. News from Shams with ESPN. The Denver Nuggets are trading Hunter Tyson and a 2032 second round pick to the Brooklyn Nets for the lesser favorable of a Clippers Hawks 2026 second. Sources tell Shams at ESPN. So they do create an open roster spot for the buyout market, and they get out of the luxury tax. So it's not much, but it's one of the names we talked about. And he was, in where I'm talking specifically about 26-27, because that applies to trying to keep a guy like Peyton Watson, that $2.4 million just goes off your books. But that's going to come back in, you know, when they draft players and such. But it's not going to be, it's not a lot. But that was one domino to fall. Will Jalen Pickett be next? Will Julian Strother be next? The Clippers are trading Zubac. Zubac? Yeah, we remember him. To the Pacers, according to ESPN. Just trying to dig through more, see if there's... Because we got, what, an hour or two? An hour? Is it 1 o'clock our time when the trade deadline ends? So we've got Hunter Tyson now, the move so far, and you're not getting anything. You know, you're getting a pick in return a lesser favorable of the Clippers Hawks 2026 second round pick, which, hey, Nuggets fans, you ain't turning second round picks away. That's what your superstar is right now. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Still waiting to see an update on Peyton Watson as well. Hamstring can be tricky if that's what it was. I would be interested to see. Oh, thanks for that. Derb's coming in hot now. We got like multiple producers now, Mike. You're losing your title. Spencer Jones is to sign a standard contract with the Nuggets. So actually, I was talking to the dude down the hall a moment ago, and it seemed like Hunter Tyson move is also probably a now move so that you can keep Spencer Jones on this roster. So they did, sounds like they figured that out. So they're going to be able to keep Spencer Jones. That is good news for the Denver Nuggets. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. How are we feeling about this Nuggets team right now? You know, now they've lost, what, three in a row against really good teams. Top team in the East, second best team in the East, top team in the West, three losses in a row. And the Knicks game last night went to double overtime. That was an odd game. It just felt like at the end, the two overtime periods felt like a Malone game. Where, hey, Jamal and Joker, good luck. It's going to be up to you guys. If you don't have it, we're probably going to lose. It was a wild game. Christian Brown hit two key free throws to send it to double overtime. But outside of that, he was still not great. He played 43 minutes last night, 6 points for him. And then seeing Watson go down, it just feels like the Nuggets are they're just not whole right now. And they're trying to get guys back. They're trying to get guys back into the game plan, and they're not fitting. I mean, Joker had 30 points. He had a triple-double. He's now second all-time, I believe. 30 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists, all good. But he was 1 of 13 from the three-point line. He took a lot. He scored a lot of points, and he shot the basketball a lot. He was 10 of 27 and 1 of 13 from the three. Jamal was 3 of 14. People were just not making shots down the stretch for this group. And even though, like, Tim Hardaway Jr. had a nice game, 19 points, he disappeared in several stretches of the double overtimes. I'm not worried about the Nuggets. Like I said, I'm not really worried about the Avs either. Can the Nuggets win a championship this year? If whole, I think so. I think it's going to be tough, but there's a chance. I think the Thunder would be the team that stands in their way. But it's hard for me to evaluate this group right now. Because every game I go into it, I still don't expect them to win a lot of games against the top tier teams, even with Joker right now. Because they're just so scattered. You got to see more from Christian Brown. You just have to. You got to get Cam Johnson back. Even though he wasn't great to start the season, you still need to get him back. He's a starter for a reason. Now Peyton Watson, is he going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks? Is it going to be that? I half expect to see some kind of tweet from an NBA insider that says the Nuggets will reevaluate Peyton Watson in the next 4 weeks and see where he is. I hope it's not that bad, but he left the game. When you leave the game, and then Joker goes down in the game last night. Might have been an ankle, but it was the same knee. He was grabbing toward that knee, and that was terrifying. Should he have come back? When you see him go down like that, you're like, did they, we were hearing maybe he's not going to come back until after the All-Star break. But he was okay. I mean, he finished the game, obviously. Played way beyond his minute restriction. He was supposed to say under 28, I believe, but he's kind of been flirting with that ever since he came back. And then last night, he played all the overtimes for Denver. So that wasn't ideal for the Nuggets, but I don't know, man. It's just, I think they'll still be okay. It would have been a nice opportunity because, I think, did the Thunder lose last night? Because they were getting smoked when I looked, and Shea Gilders-Alexander is going to be out for a while. Yeah, they lost 116 to 106 to the Spurs. Without Shea, this would be the time to catch them. but you're without so many guys that you might not have that opportunity to catch them. Denver sits 7 games behind the Thunder, and you don't root for injuries, but you take advantage of them. If Shea's out, that would likely mean the Thunder are going to drop off a little bit here. And you're still playing the waiting game with your own team. You know, Shea's listed as he's going to be reevaluated after the All-Star break. So we still have a handful of games until the All-Star break hits. Which, when is that? The 19th? Yeah, we're getting close. The Nuggets only have 3 games remaining until the All-Star break hits. Go ahead and win all 3 of those. Maybe the Thunder drop a few, and then that doesn't even mean Shea's going to come back after the All-Star break. It just means that he's going to be reevaluated once the All-Star break hits. So we'll see. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Faith, on the redshirt thing, you should only get the medical redshirt once. So you'd have your regular redshirt option and then a medical redshirt as a reserve. So 2, probably. Let's see. Texter here. I'm trying to pull it up. It's frozen.
Can you maybe get a medical redshirt if it's like an illness off the field? So say you get diagnosed with cancer or something, you could redshirt that, and then an on-the-field injury.
I would think so, and I think that should be left up to the school if they want to do that. Because if they're paying for the scholarship and everything, it should be up to the school, not the NCAA. So if the school's like, hey, we're okay, yeah, we're good with that, we love this dude, I think it should be up to the school, not the NCAA. HVAC guy says, it would be cool if Tanner is blocked during your show. He doesn't even know who Bobby Brown is and thinks Luther Van... What?
Vandross.
Vandross is elevator music. Do I know who Bobby Brown is?
Yeah, he was the cokehead who dated Whitney Houston.
He was with Whitney Houston. Okay.
What I know him from. I don't know any of his songs.
What's Vandross? What's Luther Vandross? Sorry, HVAC guy. I'm actually not doing you any favors here.
Hang on just a sec.
Are you Googling it? Wow. This is that?
This is Luther Vandross.
Is it Vandross or Vandross?
I always know it as Vandross. It's V-R-O-S-S.
Are there lyrics to it?
Eventually. Let me go for it.
Well, you can just play it. Oh, that's good. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love that I see. There's not a minute. Is this a hit?
I think this is his number one.
Wait for the chorus. Is that the chorus?
403 million listens on Spotify.
That's pretty good. I'm waiting for the chorus here. Gotta get to that. That's the meat. The beat's nice. It's fine. You're grooving back there. You like, it's good? It's good for you?
Yeah, it's great. This is in one of my playlists somewhere.
Makes me like it less. The music is pretty good. He's fine.
It's going in your playlist.
No, we don't need
it's
to
do that. It's
too late. No, I think we're good.
Yeah, it's too
it's
late.
It's not bad.
It's already in there.
It's not bad. Faith, that's a top hit of his. Okay, I'm not anti. It's just not my, jam. Tanner says it's elevator music.
Tanner is an idiot.
Really? I could see that being played in an elevator.
I can see it being played everywhere.
You've never talked about this, ever. This is like one of your favorite artists?
Not one of my favorite songs, no, but
is it the band name or is that his name? That's his name?
Sorry, what?
That's his name?
Yeah.
I'm just not what would you classify this as? That music.
I don't know. Like, there's the whole soul music arena, and I kind of gravitate toward that. That's like my number three.
I'm good.
Metal, and then original scores.
Oh, that's a good text from Tanner.
The whole soul
Micah has
music
never,
arena.
Micah has never been anywhere. That's why he thinks it can be played everywhere. That's true. I mean, how many elevators have you been in? A handful?
I've been in the one that's in this building.
That's it?
There was one in Denver.
Okay. So you wouldn't really
in
know.
In Southern California, I was in one or two.
But you haven't been in a ton of elevators.
No.
So it's
but
hard.
Elevator
for you
music is different. There's different elevator music. I mean,
I probably wouldn't classify that as elevator music. No,
it is not. No.
No, I would say popular R&B. Faith says Luther was very popular during his time. It's good.
This would be elevator music.
That's elevator music? Elevator music is softer. Give me more I'm on call waiting. Give me call waiting music. That would be more elevator.
We need more of the Star Trek theme here.
Oh, this is Star Trek? Yeah. Nobody wants that elevator.
This is from Leonard Nimoy's album.
Nobody knows what that is.
Played Spock.
Nobody knows what that is. That's elevator music.
This is from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, that is 100% elevator music right there. Call waiting music, elevator music. Okay, can we be done with that? Kenny G, Faith says, is more like elevator music. Kenny G, I don't buy Kenny G. I just, if it's on, I'm at ease.
He's got some decent hits.
Play me some
Kenny.
Play
Washington
some
grad.
Play who cares? Play some Kenny G. Come on, Mike. We're testing you right now. You're trying to build back up to get to producer status here. Now look at you. You're rolling right now. You're in your element right now. You are like a fierce wolf on the hunt right now. All right, a wolf, is that a hot button topic in this area? Sorry, you're a fierce tiger. Oh yeah, yes. This is very good. I could listen to this on a late night drive. Just hopefully I don't go to sleep. Isn't this the music that's playing in cars when the truck falls asleep? So good. HVAC guy says Kenny G is actual elevator music. Yeah, but it's good elevator music. There ain't nothing wrong with elevator music. This is just calming music. I could see me waiting in a hotel lobby. Just having a drink. Hanging out, relaxing. Maybe I've got a meeting coming up. I'm just kind of chilling.
I got another one.
Or you're on vacation and you just want to take a little break and you go to the hotel bar and just Kenny G pops up. Yeah, that's good. What else you got?
No. Chuck Mangione.
Go back to Kenny G. Give me another Kenny G hit. Is that Kenny G?
Oh, the Chuck Mangione.
That's good. Yes, that's also relaxing. Give me one more Kenny G before we call this what it is. Whatever it is.
I don't know what this is.
I'm in a Kenny G mode right now. Like, you got me in a Kenny G mode. Thank you, texters. Is this Kenny G?
This is Kenny G.
Sad, man. Makes me feel things. That's really sad. Does it get happier?
I might. Let me go to the one with Tony Braxton.
Tony Braxton? Is this Kenny G and... It's also sad.
Now this is smooth, yeah.
Whoa. That's not bad. Wow. Yeah. That's another one. I could just sit and listen to that. I'm not going to buy it. But if that's playing. Is that Kenny G in the back then?
Yeah, he's playing the saxophone.
Okay, one more Kenny G. And then I'll leave you alone. Please, let's get back on track. Please play some Barry White.
There we go.
It's easy. Is everything Kenny G does sad except for the first one you played?
It might be. I don't listen to that.
This is sad, man. I don't like it. It makes me feel sad. Get it away. Michael Bolton.
One ticket, please. Everybody's
there. Yeah, Barry White's good.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah.
Trading babies here.
Yeah, she's at home.
Mm-hmm.
Baby making music.
Okay. Stop it, Mike. You don't even know what an elevator is. You couldn't even get to date. It's all right. No. The fact that you like it so much makes me... Who was the other one you wanted? Michael Bolton. Can we get a Michael Bolton song? Can you give me the Pirates of the Caribbean Michael Bolton?
I'd have to edit it first.
No, come on. It's probably clean.
It is not.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Okay, give me a Michael Bolton. Give me a Michael Bolton. Make it happen, Mike. Are we going to get there?
Hang on, I'm listening.
Well, okay.
This is great music.
It's okay. I'm not... Is this Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
You're not a big Michael Bolton guy?
I mean, I liked him. I liked the Michael Bolton from Office Space. More of a him.
Why should I change my name? He's the one that sucks. Yeah. Dude, Michael Bolton. Dude, Tanner's just getting strays here on the show today. Just absolute strays. 512, you know what makes me sad? Tanner's ignorance to good music. Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, he and I don't really see eye to eye in the musical department.
I think he likes cow music.
Cow music, yeah. Barn dance stuff.
Bring your partner, don't say no.
Yeah, that's definitely. Okay, that's enough. 32 minutes after the hour. Michael, please, let's get out of here. New topic. Nuggets at the trade deadline. What have they done? What have been some of the most successful trades, at the trade deadline that's really helped impact this team? Maybe not for the immediate future, but well beyond. 32 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
I love you, baby. All year, you heard the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL, and KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place. After you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Give you a little power, and you, I give you an inch, and you take a mile. No, this isn't my world. This isn't my world. And the more you, like, bebopping back there, just make, ugh, what is that?
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know, you're just happy, though. If it makes you happy, then good, I'm happy with that.
I will continue to make myself happy.
Okay, good for you. Maybe do it somewhere else. Faith says, next poll question for the morning show, best elevator music. I don't even know, I don't know enough artists to be able to say that's good. HVAC guy, Michael Bolton always sounds like he is singing on the toilet while trying to pass something way too big.
I mean, he's not the first person to say that.
Travis, the new guy. Might not be your world, and this might be the first time I ever say this, but, well, Mike, you're playing some awesome tunes.
Yes, I am. This is my number three genre.
Nobody cares.
Well, you know, my top three genres. Here I go.
Hey, nobody asked. We just asked you what the weather was going to do today.
Here's my top three genres.
Well, the next few songs are going to be symphonic death metal. You're welcome,
no,
Brady.
No, you're not playing vampire funeral music anymore. No more vampire funeral music.
And it's all going to be from French bands.
Why? Why? Where do you even come up with this stuff?
I don't know. Spotify has great suggestions.
Weird, man.
They may not pay the artists very much, but they do have great suggestions.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I say this because I feel good about this on my Nuggets take here. I've always said Aaron Gordon is the best trade in Nuggets history, and sometimes I've said maybe all of sports history. According to several things that I found here, mainly AI, the Aaron Gordon trade was number one, even over the Alex English trade. Why, Michael? I don't know. Maybe Aaron Gordon was a significant piece to winning a championship. Last I checked, Alex English and company did not win a championship. So the number one trade at the trade deadline for the Denver Nuggets was when they acquired Aaron Gordon and Gary Clark from the Magic for Gary Harris, RJ Hampton, and a 2025 first round pick. And so I feel vindicated today.
This is just for the Nuggets, right?
Well, this is just for the Nuggets. But
okay.
And I also don't count draft pick trades. It doesn't count. Draft trades don't. John Elway does not count.
Okay. Because I was going to say, the trade for Patrick Waugh was pretty
epic. I know, and that's where I get the most pushback. That's where I get the pushback. People that try to do the Elway thing, it's against my rules that I made up, so I won't hear it. Because that's before you knew who he was.
Because you know John Elway would win.
If John Elway was an acquired trade for the Broncos 5 years into his career, then yes, that would be the number one trade ever.
And I would stop liking John Elway after he was no longer a Bronco.
Really?
Actually, I wasn't a Broncos fan until 1990. Growing up in Southern California. Ugh.
Yeah. Faith says, what's the best NBA trade of all time? Oh my gosh, I don't know. That would take some real thought. I'm just thinking even the recent trades within the last 20 years or so. Lakers traded for Pau Gasol, maybe? That was a pretty big one, wasn't it? Didn't the Thunder got Shea in a trade from the Clippers? I don't know. You tell me what the greatest trade of all time is in the NBA. I mean, there's probably a ton back in the day that we don't even think about. Because, like, Isaiah Thomas was a trade, wasn't he? Clyde Drexler was a trade.
A trade to the Nuggets?
Yeah, but what'd you get out of it? The number one trade is probably the Lakers getting Luka. And not like the number one deal, but the best deal for one team.
How about Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi
to Toronto in 2018?
Well, yeah. That was a good one because it got you a championship. That was a rental, though, and they knew it. They had to win then because they knew Kawhi wasn't going to be there.
Shaq to Miami, does that do anything for you?
Was that a trade?
It was a trade in 2004.
They won a championship from it, so yeah, that does something for me. Here, we got a break, and let's talk about this. Let's talk. It's NBA trade deadline day, so yeah, let's get into some of this. I mean, Clyde Drexler's got to be on there, too. 43 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I think Clyde Drexler's got to be up there and some of the greatest trades. Since we are, you know, on trade deadline day in the NBA, good question, Faith. Drexler was ready to get out of Portland and gave Houston a pretty good jolt. Rasheed Wallace to the Pistons. Carmelo Anthony's name's going to go in. He's got to go in. It's certainly one of the big trades for the Nuggets. Because of, you know, trading Melo kept the Nuggets as a playoff team. Melo was going to go on and be a free agent after the current season. but it was basically relayed to the Nuggets in some fashion that Melo ain't coming back. Whether that was Melo directly or whatever, it was relayed to the Nuggets that, yeah, you might as well try to get something for him. And the Nuggets did. They got Wilson Chandler, Raymond Felton, Gallo, Danilo Gallinari, Timofey Mozgov, first-round pick, and that first-round pick turned into Jamal Murray. So that was a really good one, too. Yeah, Faith says Melo was a big trade. That was huge. I mean, for the Knicks, it didn't get a championship, but he got to go where he wanted to go, and the Knicks were still a pretty good team with him, and that move did keep the Nuggets from, you know, having what happened to Cleveland happen to them and just being a miserable mess for a while. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll jump over to Rams Weekly with the Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. We'll talk some Rams, but we'll have some fun, too. Not that it's not fun to talk Rams. It's just not fun to talk about Rams basketball right now. Get his thoughts on the upcoming Super Bowl, Patriots-Seahawks. So we'll get into it coming up next with Kevin Lytle. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Talk. Listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
That's the last one, Mike. That's it. That's the last. You got it out of your system?
No, but it'll be the last.
Because that's just not.
There's you can't get this out of your system.
There's a feel to the whole show, and that is not the feel to the whole show.
It needs to be the feel.
No, please.
A little soul.
No, we don't need a little soul. Well, maybe I do, because you suck the life out of this program every single day, so perhaps we could use some of that at some point. Is it going to be a blowout in the Super Bowl this weekend? Are you going to see
no.
a blowout? No? You think it's going to be a close game?
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a one-score game. But
really?
It'll be like a fourth quarter, Drake may throw a touchdown.
Oh, you're going with the Patriots to win?
No, they're going
to
lose.
Oh, to throw a touchdown to keep it closer?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. We'll make the pick tomorrow officially for the Super Bowl. You know that. It's one of the only things you do know. Coming up next, Kevin Lytle will join us. We'll go Rams Weekly, Colorado State, the hoop side of things, the football side of things, a refresher on the Pac-12 media deal. All that and more coming up next. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.